Blog Talk Radio.
Good day and welcome to Dr. Louisa, talking today about the effects of emotional abuse. Please have something to document what we're going to say. Write down the information so you may have it to refer to later. We're also going to be giving the national hotline number that you may be able to call or give to someone else just in case you want to talk. So today, what we're going to do is talk about some of the effects of emotional abuse and then also give a little bit of statistical data. I want to ask you to please click the icon up top and become a follower. That way you will be notified of the next show and what it's going to be about. Also, just to let you know, we were not on the air on last week. So in the future, when we're unable to make an airing for an emergency reason, we will just go ahead and upload one of the previous broadcasts, okay? So we are going to just get right in. We want you to know that if you find yourself in an abusive relationship, it is not your fault. You are not wearing a sign that says, please abuse me. Whatever way you want, please abuse me. Okay? It's not your fault. The national number for hotline is 800-799-7233. The national hotline number for domestic violence or domestic abuse is 800-799-7233. Well, the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. And we're going to try to get in as much information as we can because sometimes people are just unable to log on. And if you're able to log on in the future, all you need to do is go back and look at some of the previous messages that we've already given. Probably it would be best to start from the beginning. And also write a comment. Let me know if you're enjoying the show, if there are some things I'm not saying, is there something that needs to be repeated? Just let me know. First of all, we want you to know that in an abusive relationship, especially the emotional or psychological abusive relationship, it is about distorting your reality. It is about not letting you to believe what you know to be rule, to be what is right. It's to have you doubt your reality. And this happens by repeatedly telling you things didn't happen the way you say or just brushing you off all the time when you're trying to say something about an incident or something you want to talk about, okay? And I really think gaslighting really is a form of a precursor to getting right into emotional and physical and psychological abuse, all the abuses. I think it starts with gaslighting because the individual is trying to get power and control over another individual. That's what abusive situations are all about, having control over someone else. Okay? So just remember that. And what you need to be aware of is when you're meeting people for the first time, just listen to what they're saying. Weigh their talk, where they're coming from, and what they're saying, because in some relationships, as it's beginning to get started right off the bat, when a person starts telling you you're the one before the second date, and then wants to move in a couple of weeks later, something is wrong. That person has something wrong with them, okay? So, if someone is telling you that you're paranoid or you're making things up or it's not a big deal or you're imagining things or you're overreacting or you're always so dramatic or don't get worked up or to tell you something never happened or to tell you you're not remembering things clearly, that's the person trying to distort your reality, not to believe the things that you know that you've seen or witnessed, okay? And believe it or not, emotional abuse is more damaging than physical abuse, because the physical abuse, those wounds, they will heal. But that mental, that psychological, that emotional, that is verbal abuse, constantly roll over in your mind. And the thing about it is this, it takes time for you to become subdued in an emotional, mental health, or psychological, or verbal abuse relationship, because it's something that is said to you over and over and over and over again. And that's how you become involved, the person that's being abused, in that type of relationship, because it was going on for so long and so long, and you didn't realize what was happening. And just so that you'll know, no one deserves to be abused. The abuse is not your fault, and you're most definitely alone. Say that once again. You are not at fault if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. It is not your fault. Okay? So, psychological abusive relationships that are in marriages, they become common because both parties are typically dedicated to keeping the relationship together. The abuser wants to stay in the relationship to exercise control over the partner, while the person that is being abused may stay in the relationship due to the vows taken and for the fact that your esteem, how you feel about yourself, has been worn away due to the abuse. Remember, you're not alone, and you're able to survive and come out of an emotional abusive relationship, but you're going to have to work on it. Okay, so psychological abuse does not evolve around just one topic. Psychological abuse and relationships, it may be about emotion, stop being so emotional all the time. Psychological, working on you. Partner telling you, you should know how to please me by now. These are all ways to degrade you, make you feel bad about yourself. Another psychological abuse, you are going to nickel and dime me to death. Social issues, let me talk to them. Don't like you. Trying to keep you on the outside. If this all weighs down on your mental ability to be able to cope from day to day. Threat. I'm going to pull you by your hair if you threaten to leave me. Spiritually, God will find a way to get back at you. This is all just to weigh you down, and you have to just catch a hold of yourself and just control your emotions in yourself and say, well, what's going on here? What's going on here? Now, if this is early on in the relationship, tell the person, let's talk about this. I mean, why are you saying, you know, X, Y, and Z? What's this all about? So sometimes if you think something is going wrong and you're not sure, it's good to talk to someone else about it. And that's what the National Domestic Abuse Hotline is for. Just talk to the person and just vent your feelings and tell how you feel. They don't necessarily have to give you feedback, but you need someone to listen to you to hear what you're saying. That number is 800-799-7233. Once again, 800-799-7233. Okay. So getting back to talking about psychological abuse, verbal abuse, there is no discrimination as of to anyone that may be abused, because the abuser is going to try everything they can to keep their reach, okay? Verbal abuse is delivered through speech alone. Now, you have emotional and verbal abuse that can also occur just through nonverbal gestures, okay? So if you find yourself in a relationship and if a person just has to look at you a certain way and you know that means don't bother me, you know that means leave me alone, you know that means I have nothing else to say, and if you find yourself always walking away or turning your head because there's no point, that is an abusive tactic being used by the person to abuse you, okay? So you're going to have to speak up for yourself. So another thing that the verbal abuse does is that it attacks the feeling to control you in a totally different way. Let me see if I can give just a couple of statistics on emotional abuse and control. 80% of individuals have perpetrated emotional abuse. Emotional abuse can be expressive or coercive. That is intended to control or threaten of women, and 32% of men report expressive abuse. And that's when you receive words back from a person in response to a provocation. 4.1% to 8% of women, well, this is talking, it's under emotional abuse, but it reports one incident of stalking during their lifetime. So just be mindful that you have to be aware of what's going on around you. So emotional abuse is a way to gain control over you, to have you not doubt, to have you have selflessness about yourself, doubt the person that you are, doubt the person that you know that you can be in control, but doubt the fact that you no longer have the ability to control things. There's a minute left. The number to call for the National Abuse Hotline is 800-799-7233, 800-799-7233. What we will do is pick up again on this on next week. We will continue until we can finish talking about emotional abuse and the different categories that goes along with emotional abuse, verbal abuse, nonverbal abuse, and psychological abuse. So I hope that you gained something from today. If anything, call the National Hotline number and just vent to someone. I thank you very much for listening. Do tune in again next week, and may the Lord continue to bless you.